Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbin covering, for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbin is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Frien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frien for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbin strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Braun strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese strikes out. 1 out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into Brinkman, who tags Braun trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.